For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Anthony, are you channeling your inner Tallulah Bankhead? What is this voice?
Of course, darling. It's laryngitis is what it is.
What is that?
Laryngitis is irritation or inflammation of the larynx, which houses your vocal cords or folds. You knew that.
But I understand kids today, acting students, don't know anything about how the voice is generated.
No. Young performers do not receive that kind of vocal training anymore where they understand about the speaking voice. And so if something like this happens, not that it makes a difference, they're amplified, but they wouldn't know what's going on. I had vocal training as a theater student, which the students today do not. Opera students do.
So, a definite lack in students' education.
Well, it just assumes electronic amplification.
Oh.
So, the prescription is vocal rest, and I will certainly be reprimanded by Holly Bulleh for speaking to you, but it's only 5 minutes. Holly, a prominent local opera singer and voice teacher. Yeah.
Well, you got over to I'm going to say somewhat similar plays in that they're edgy and they're dealing with topics that are uncomfortable. How I Learned to Drive at the Subversive Theater and The Nether at Road Less Traveled Productions. I can't wait. What'd you think?
Well, I really admired The Nether. This is the first time that I've ever seen it. It is a wonderful play, although I did find the plotting on the surface predictable. I knew what the trick was going to be, but what I found surprising was the motivation of the characters. I enjoyed the interrogator turns out to have an agenda of her own, which is not what I expected. It's sort of like on Law and Order SVU, where Olivia, you know, through the worst possible motivations, gets overly involved in the crime and makes mistakes, and at the end destroys someone's life and says, "Oh, I'm sorry." There was an element of that to The Nether.
The Nether is at Road Less Traveled, and it's up through February 11th, so folks still have time to get over there. Now, what did you think of How I Learned to Drive, a Paula Vogel play about an uncle taking somewhat advantage of his niece?
Taking total advantage of his niece and being responsible for the downward spiral of her life, as his life has come undone. As everyone's life in this family, we get little hints. As the mother says, we have not had good luck with the men in our family, in the same breath allowing her 11-year-old daughter to go away for a week alone with Uncle Peck. I was impressed at how well this play, Paula Vogel is a genius, her play holds up. This is a powerful play, an entertaining play. I would have enjoyed a little bit more depth of interpretation of some of the characterizations, but they do give a faithful rendering of a very beautiful play. And that's up at the Manny Fried Playhouse in the Great Arrow Building, which is a destination in and of itself.
That's true. I went over to the African American Cultural Center to see Skeleton Crew. It's one of the Detroit series by Dominique Morisseau, and this play concerns factory workers. They have heard a rumor that their plant is going to close, and they're a little on edge about it, as you would expect. Four very powerful performances, and nicely directed, I thought, by Paulette D. Harris.
I note that Waitress is rolling into town, coming to Shays. Big Broadway musical, and a delightful Broadway musical about a woman who's a waitress trying to get ahead in her life. We just keep retelling Mildred Pierce, a woman overcoming adversity using her uncommon talent for pie baking.
I was thinking, I know Shays sells those delicious hot cashews, but if they were really smart, they'd sell pieces of pie at intermission.
And let people take those gooky confections into their lovely upholstered seats? I think not.
Perhaps I didn't think that one through. And we have an opening tonight at the New Phoenix Theater. It's an evening of one-act plays by Grant Golden and Rebecca Ritchie called Way Back When.
Two local playwrights. Very, very dear. Rebecca Ritchie, who's no longer with us. Rebecca had a particular enthusiasm for writing plays about Jewish American life. It's very, very sweet to see her up and running again. Grant Golden, longtime fixture in the theater community.
I want to know more about this laryngitis. Has it slowed you down?
Oh, yes. Yes, I've not gone to some things that I would have seen, just because when you go out, people oblige you to talk, if only to explain why you can't. And so I'm having to catch up this weekend. I will be at theaters for much of the weekend, trying not to talk.
If you see Anthony, nod politely, but that's all. Hopefully your voice will be back to its normal lovely baritone for next week.
It's a tenor, but thank you.
Oh, for Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.